Vernon Damer was a local African-American businessman, farmer, and former president of the local NAACP, putting him at the heart of the civil rights movement in Hattiesburg. Well respected in the community, he gave his full support to many civil rights activities and is best remembered for his voting rights campaign mantra, "If you don't vote, you don't count." However, Damer became a target of the Ku Klux Klan and was murdered in January 1966. As firebombs rained down on his home, Damer stood in the doorway and fired a shotgun into the darkness toward his attackers, protecting his wife, Ellie, and three children until they could escape. He died shortly after in the hospital from injuries sustained from the attack.
I'm Ellie Damer, the widow of Vernon Damer Sr. The house he drew the plans for and cut the lumber floor except for the living room floor. That was white oak. He did not cut this. The lumber was cut from trees on the Damer farm. Four-bedroom house with a basement, a living room, and a family room, and a kitchen. They were all together. In the basement, we had a chimney that came up from the basement. In the house above the basement, there were three fireplaces that went out of this one chimney from the basement. Also, we had a wood heater that ran out of that one chimney. He did all the plans for that. I don't know how he managed to get the chimney and the smokestack out of one chimney. I don't know how he did it, but he did. The house was destroyed January 10, 1966 by the Klan. We were in the house, and thank God we were able to escape, because I think they intended to kill us all. He was the only one that died, because he was staying in and yelling, telling me to get the children out while he held them off. I think he was in there for too long, and the smoke, it killed him.